Once upon a time, there was a train driver. And she always loved being on time. She just loved showing up at the station in her big train, and the train was just on time. The time that everyone was expecting it to be. The time that it said in the timetables that it would be turning up there at the station. Oh yes, she loved being on time. But one day, however, her train, it was running slow. It just wouldn't go its proper speed. Must have been something wrong with it. And it was going slower and slower, and nothing would make it go faster. Because of this, she was turning up late at all the stations. And the longer this went on, why, the later she got. And she wasn't happy about this. No, not at all. But that old train, it just went plodding along. Plodding from one train station to the next. And she getting more and more frustrated with it. What was she to do? She was pulling her hair out. She didn't know what to do about this. Until, out of her cab window, she sees a bird. And that bird is flying so free in the sky and flying so swiftly and all that she suddenly comes out with something that she wasn't really expecting to say. She says to the bird, "Hey, could you help me pull my train?" The bird looks down at the train driver and the massive train that she's driving. The bird says, "Are you kidding? I'm just a little bird. I know she's a train driver, but you know, well, maybe you could invite lots of friends. Maybe you've invited all the birds in the sky and you all pulled together. Maybe you could pull this train. I bet you could." The bird said, "Huh, maybe. I'll go off and ask my friends, and I'll ask all the other birds too." And that's what the little bird did. The little bird, he just flew away, and then he was gone for a long time. Well, the train, it kept on plodding along, slower and slower. And at all the stations, why, the passengers were getting very frustrated, because they wanted their trains on time. And there they were, looking at their watches, harumphing and complaining, as her train showed up ever more late. And this was very hard for her because, as I said, she did like being on time. In fact, she loved being on time. And being late was the hardest thing of all for her. But just as she was pulling out of a station to which she'd arrived especially late, just as she was pulling away in her train, the sky begins to darken. Oh, yes. At first, she thinks, oh, there must be a storm coming. Some great big dark clouds must be up there, just about to rain on us all. But when she looks out of the window, what does she see? From all over the sky, from every corner of the sky, birds are arriving. Birds are arriving from all over. And they're all coming and they're massing above her train. They're all gathering there up in the sky. And the little bird to whom she had first spoken, that little bird, he flew close to her little cab and he said, "Throw me a line." And so she got a rope and she threw it up to the bird, who caught it along with lots of his friends. And then all those hundreds and thousands of birds, why, they all started pulling together. And some were pushing, and they were all helping. And what do you know? that train. That train that had been going so slow. It started going. Lickety-split down the tracks. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack down the tracks. Oh, yes. Until it was going so fast that she was making up all her lost time. Until she was no longer running late. Until every train station she came to, why, she was perfectly on time again. But the funny thing was that to all the stations that she arrived at, why, nobody was looking at their watches. Nobody was looking at the time and whether the train was on time or not. No! They all had their mouths open. They were all staring in astonishment at a train being pulled by a bunch of birds. Being pulled by hundreds of thousands of birds. That was the most important thing. And they'd climb on board the train and they'd say, "It's a miracle. Did you ever see such a thing? How come the birds are pulling the train?" And they'd be more happy about that than about being on time. And the train driver, why, she wondered about this. She wondered about this. At every station they turned up at, nobody cared whether they were on time or not. Why, they were just grateful to be witnessing a miracle. Yes, a miracle. And as they sat in the train, they all said, "I'm going to tell my children about this. And they're going to tell their children about this. This is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me." And all the time, the train goes clickety-clack, 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 faster and faster along the tracks. Well, eventually, that train comes to the final station of its journey. And all the people get off the train and they all say, "Well, I'm going to go and tell everybody about this. What a miracle that was." And all the birds, they fly away into the sky and soon they're gone. And the train driver, well, she got out of the train and she walked home. She thought to herself, "Well, I guess when miracles come, they come in their own time. And when they do come, it's best to just count your blessings and enjoy them."